A law that made taking a college aptitude test mandatory for getting a high school diploma has expired. This signaled an end to 12 years of requiring students to take some form of test in addition to passing a standard high school curriculum to get a diploma. But as Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports, getting a diploma for some students isn't as simple as finishing high school.
For Alaska students attending high school between 2004 and 2014, the high school graduation qualifying exam was a requirement for getting your diploma. The 3-day test was administered to sophomores and covered math, reading, and writing skills. If you didn't pass all of the tests, you could retake any that you failed in either your junior or senior year. Otherwise, you would receive a certificate of achievement upon graduation instead of a diploma. After 10 years and questions regarding the effectiveness of the exam in preparing students for college, a new law was put in place under Governor Parnell that replaced the exam with the SAT, ACT, or Work Keys assessment to get a diploma. A student didn't even need to get a particular score in the exams, just have a test score on file. The state would cover the cost of one of those tests, which typically ran between $22 and $55. Now, students only have to complete their high school's curriculum to get a diploma. There's just one problem, as Margaret McKinnon, Director of Assessment and Accountability with the Alaska Department of Education, explains.
The law that repealed the high school graduation qualifying exam explicitly allowed students to earn a diploma retroactively if they had not passed that test. The law that put into place the college and career ready assessment requirement and then repealed it did not put that provision into place.
In other words, once the exam was no longer needed to get a diploma, students that passed their high school's curriculum but failed the qualifying exam could get their diplomas retroactively. But the graduating classes of 2015 and 2016 got left out.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it really has to do with how the laws are written.
Students who did not take an SAT, ACT, or Work Keys assessment in 2015 or 2016 received a certificate of achievement in lieu of a diploma, just like those who hadn't passed the exam. A release from the Department of Education says students who received one of those certificates can get a diploma, but they would still have to take one of those tests. This means the student would pay for one of those tests instead of the state covering the cost. The Department of Education reports 46 students from the class of 2015 received a certificate of achievement rather than a diploma. 2016 results aren't back yet, but McKinnon expects the amount to be lower.
And so this year, I expect that there'll be less because counselors and, you know, principals knew about the requirement and would probably and had a longer time to make sure that kids had an opportunity to take the assessment. So,
high school students graduating in 2017 and on will only have to worry about passing their high school's curriculum to get a diploma and won't have to take any sort of test. In Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.